So we're here with Brian Fletcher, who's just won his first World Cup, Nordic Combined World Cup in Oslo, in the Holmenkollen Stadium, which is a famous place. And how's it going, Brian? How do you feel after your first World Cup win?
I'm ecstatic, guys. Today was kind of an opportunity to let it sink in a little bit, and I mean, the feeling couldn't be any more overwhelming. I've had tremendous support from my coaches, staff, and family. To have my first podium ever be not only a victory, but also be a victory at Holmenkollen is, you know, really a special memory for me and something that I probably will cherish for the rest of my life. And I think every competitor who has ever been on the World Cup has wanted to win at Holmenkollen, and it's something that, you know, every athlete dreams about. So for me to have such a momentous win as my first win is an incredible experience. So just really beside myself and really excited, and hopefully there will be more to come in the future.
Well, you know, we've been watching you make progress over the last couple of years, and I think you had your best result last year. You were eighth, and then this year you were seventh, and then fourth, and now you've finally got the podium and the win. Was there some anticipation for you coming into Oslo? Were you feeling anything that something was coming, or was it just business as usual and things fit together for you?
Going into the weekend, I was, you know, knew that I was capable of being a podium contender. However, you know, I wasn't expecting it. I was really thinking, you know, maybe with a good jump and a good race, I could be on there. And so I just kind of went into the weekend with positive thoughts and thought that, you know, oh, okay, top 10, that is something, you know, that I would be happy with. You know, podium would make it even more special. So I knew
you disappeared.
I had a lot of confidence going into the race after some good performances in the past, but you know, it was just a learning experience. And after the jumping, I knew that today was possible. So it was really exciting for that.
Yeah, you were third in the jumping, and you know, when I saw that, I thought that was probably a good indicator that you were ready to possibly podium. Is that what you were thinking when you started the cross country?
When I started the cross country and I was third after the jumping, I thought, okay, if I ski a smart race, I can be top three. But I knew there was also Miko and Magnus and Bill who were in the back, and they weren't. I had a little bit of a buffer on them, but also, like, I knew with a really good race and with the way the conditions were, sloppy and slushy, that it was possible for those guys to catch me. Those guys are always notoriously fast in wet conditions, even more so than they usually are on hard-packed snow conditions. So I figured that, you know, I'd have a buffer, but I also need to ski a smart race in order for them not to catch me in. So I went out trying to conserve energy, and after the first lap, I knew that I needed to pick up the pace in order to stay in the front. And so I took a risk and went on my own, and obviously it paid off, and I was exhausted by the fourth lap, but all I kept repeating in my head was hang tough, hang tough, hang tough. You know, those guys are further behind than you think. And so in doing that, I was able to secure myself on the podium.
Yeah, it was fabulous to see that happen. You know, I heard that you had been talking with Billy DeMong earlier before the race, and tell us what happened between you guys that helped you get to the podium.
Yeah, Bill and I talk a lot, and also with Johnny about strategy and you know, their past experience, obviously they've been on the podium several times in World Cups and Olympics and obviously World Championships. So for me, asking them, you know, advice and their experience and what they would do is always a huge advantage. I can kind of use their knowledge and their experience and add it to my experience and knowledge and try and work it out for a better
You're disappearing.
For me, and I mean, they're the ones that have kind of pioneered the support for the U.S. and shown us younger guys the way. And for me, it was almost a really emotional thing to try and get up onto their level, not only so that we have a future in the sport, but to show the kids below us that it is possible not only for them to do it, but for others to do it. And these are the steps that we need to follow in order to get there. And so I've used Bill and Johnny as mentors for years, and you know, I have to thank them for everything that they've done along the way.
You know, we were we just did a profile of the Steamboat Club in the magazine, and reading about the history and all the top skiers and Olympians that have come through the program, you have a real sense of a real community down there, and lots of work that goes into building some top players on the World Cup scene, and you're from that program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the Steamboat Springs Orange Sports Club and Steamboat in general has a really strong program, and I mean, growing up there is something that I don't think I could ever trade. I have every advantage that you need in order to be a successful Nordic athlete. I mean, the program there is great as far as, you know, raising kids. It's after school, so it doesn't cut down your education. The school systems work with the program. They know how important it is. And, you know, not only is the program great, but the community does a great job of supporting it. And that's what makes it so successful. And without their support and without the club that I grew up in, I, you know, definitely would not be in the situation I am today. And they have been a really huge and key component to a lot of athletes' success, and I think that's why they have the track record that they do, and moving forward from here is, it's just a pipeline. You know, a lot of athletes will continue to go through that, and a lot of athletes will continue to give back to the program that has helped attribute to their success, and you know, I will do the same for sure. I cannot thank the Winter Sports Club and the coaching staff that are working there enough for everything they've done.
You know, it's been a really big time for the U.S. with Sarah Henderson winning the Women's Ski Jumping Globe and Keegan Randall winning the Sprint Cup Globe. The Canadians are really doing well, and so it's great to see that the timing is right for Nordic and Blind as well.
Yeah, it's this season has been a tremendous season. I think, you know, Sarah has just been nothing short of spectacular, and Keegan as well. I mean, and even over on the Alpine side, Lindy and Ted and all those guys, I mean, and Snowboard Cross and all those sports have done a great job along the way too. So for me, it's really cool to end my season on such a highlighted note, especially when there's so many other athletes that have had spectacular seasons. You know, it's kind of special to be able to say, hey, I was a part of that season and you know, watch these other victories as well as celebrate your own. So I'm just excited, and I think that there's definitely a future in America as, you know, top of the sporting world. So
sounds good, Brian. So you're on a ferry going off to another competition. Tell us a little bit about where you're heading right now.
After also, I'm heading to Planitza flying there with the special jumpers, who are another really up-and-coming team. And this is a unique opportunity for me as a North Combined athlete because we don't regularly get to jump hills of this size. So for me, it's a cool opportunity, and it's a perfect little break at the end of the season to be able to, you know, go and just have fun and jump a really large hill. And it's especially an honor to be able to compete with, you know, my friends on the special jumping side. So I'm just really looking forward to going out, having some fun, and hopefully jumping over 200 meters. And then after Flintus, I'll go home and, you know, give my girlfriend a kiss and relax for a couple of days and then start back up with spring training.
It sounds like a really fabulous way to end your season, and we want to thank you for spending time with us and wish you all the best, and look forward to catching up with you again.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.